We were lucky enough as Wavelength Surf magazine to be invited down to the Tagazout Surf Expo in Morocco, and we were the Eurosema, the European Surfing Manufacturers Association team, and they just really they noted that the UK, despite being the third biggest surf and skate market in Europe, hasn't had an expo for about 15 years. And obviously in that time, participation in both sports has just boomed, and both sports now Olympic sports. So we just decided that now was the time that surfing and skateboarding needed better representation.
I know it's obvious, but I've got to ask, why Nuki?
Well, I'm biased because I live in Nuki, but equally, I think even if I didn't live in Nuki, it's the obvious place. It's got the natural assets, the beaches, the open spaces, the connectivity of the airport, train station, and a thriving business community.
Now, what can people expect from the weekend, and where's it all taking place?
So it's predominantly at Nuki Sports Centre on the Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. That's the Expo Village and Expo Hall. They can expect in the Expo Hall, the sports hall, presentations and speakers and panels from a range of for a range of topics from entrepreneurship, surfing, skateboarding, and we've got speakers like Tony Alva from the Dogtown era coming over from California. Big wave global surfer Dylan Longbottom from Australia coming over to talk about big waves and surfboards. And we've also got Olympian skateboarder Lola Tambling coming to talk about her story and about 30 other speakers. So it's all undercover in the sports hall. So that's going to be really entertaining and interesting. And then the Purposeful Expo Village, where the big ramp's going, and we have about 65 brands showcasing all their products and gear for the new year. That's down on the lower sports field at Nuki Sports Centre. And then finally, there are skate jams and stuff going on at Concrete Waves, which is obviously just a short way, walk away.
The event is essentially free, but there's aspects that people can get passes for.
Yeah, so the Expo Village is free, Concrete Waves is free. And then if you want to, join in and come look at the or listen to some of the presentations, you can buy day passes or full weekend passes. There is also a Friday night event. It's the Wavelength UK Surfer Awards, which is separately ticketed. That's the accumulation of a publicly voted 12 category UK Surfer Award that ran earlier this year. So we get to find out who won in those 12 different categories. So it'll be a great night.
Yeah, and bringing those events together for your team here in Nuki, you've obviously had your work cut out because it's such a big event, and well, other events as well, bringing it all together under one umbrella. How's it been getting this together?
It's been good. We've got a really great team as Daisaijo, which is the overarching company behind Wavelength, Longboarder Magazine, 10 Over Surf Shop, the Expo, and marketing. So, everyone's pulled together. It's a passion for most of us. Everyone loves surfing, everyone loves Nuki. So it's been a really great project to work on so far.